My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yesterday, Snit said it's frustrating when we can't score, especially when we get a good start. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some Braves and go around the yard with our man Grant McCauley. We're live at Atlantic Station getting ready for the Falcons rally here on a Friday night. All the festivities, by the way, start after 7. So if you got time to get down here, if you're on your way down here. Grant, we now are in a tie, right, for that third wild card spot. And this is going to be nip-tuck the rest of the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And this is something that I think with the way the Mets have been playing since the start of June, honestly, that they have pushed themselves back into this picture when it looked like their whole season might be on the brink. This is a club that went 9-19 in the month of May and then have since then had the second-best record in baseball behind the Arizona Diamondbacks. So if you're wondering how good have the Mets been since the start of June, well, they've been very, very good. And obviously the Diamondbacks, with that turnaround, pushed themselves back into the wild card race, and they're ahead of the Braves up there with the Padres. So you've got a lot that has transpired, obviously, over the course of the season for the Mets. They have to feel like, as I think a lot of clubs should at this time of year, if we get hot at the right time, why not us? But they're going to have to go to the through the Phillies 7 more times. They're also going to have the Blue Jays, the Nationals, and the Reds on their schedule, just like the Braves do. And then the penultimate series of the year will be, no pun intended, the ultimate showdown between these two clubs. It's going to feel a lot like 2022 if things continue to stay on the track that they're on for these two teams right now.
Certainly the Braves can maybe take advantage, you mentioned yesterday, of the Phillies beating up on the Mets for us. But it just – and we get back to the conversation yesterday. Ronaldo Lopez has got to be like letter perfect. And the problem was he had a couple balls up in the zone. And it just – with this lineup, Grant, it just seems like offense is always going to be at the premium. But that's unrealistic expectations for any pitching staff.
It is.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's the thing. I feel like I've been talking about it since really the start of May. It's like you go out there, you get a great start. You can't put these losses on the pitching staff. I mean, I know that you can look at, all right, well, Ronaldo made a couple of mistakes, and Luke Jackson gave up a run or a couple of runs here or there, and then that's been a problem. Obviously, when he's come in, it hasn't been very sharp. But then you look at the final score, and you're like, all right, well, you're probably going to need to score more than one run or two runs or, in a lot of cases, more than three runs to have a chance to win these games, because there is very little margin for error for this pitching staff. And that, as much as anything, is what they've got to try to solve over the next 3 weeks, not just with a head-to-head battle with the Mets, but just in general, can they figure out a way to become an offense that, you know, they're going to hit some home runs. I think they've shown us that. They've been in the top three in home runs since the All-Star break, and really, once they fixed that power outage that went through the month of May, that's been back in their game. But manufacturing runs, getting guys on base, that has been a real issue for this club. And even when they get guys on base, can you get them around? Can you get them in? That's something they're going to have to sort out.
Grant, I know I asked you the other day about, you know, the second best pitcher on this staff. And you said, listen, the history tells me it's still Max Fried, although the numbers bear out that you could arguably say, you know, behind Sale, it is arguably, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ronaldo. Yeah.
Ronaldo. But Fried goes tonight. And here's what I'm getting to. We need a stopper moment for Fried. I'm not saying he's not that guy, but you know, it's like, okay, you should have swept these guys. You jump into the night, and it's almost like I need 8 solid from Fried. Am I wrong to feel that way? I mean, like, that's where I think he should be and what he should be giving us, but I don't feel like that's going to happen.
I mean, I feel like that's asking a lot. I mean, he's done it in the past, and he could do it, sure. But, again, I think, and to Mike's point, if this team doesn't score more runs, they're going to have trouble winning some of these games. I mean, Austin Gomber last night being a prime example of that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not somebody who's in the Cy Young conversation. I mean, no, he's not right in the conversation for a guy who may be guaranteed a job on that staff next year, just with the way that these things go. So I really have to point at the offense a lot more because, I mean, we're sitting here, what, 23, 24 starts in a row now for this club with three earned runs or fewer by the starting pitchers. It ain't the starting pitchers. It's not the bullpen, which has the second-best ERA in all of baseball for the entirety of the season, mind you. This is solely going to be on the offense to get the Braves over this hump and beating teams they should be beating, winning games they should be winning. I mean, it's hard to sweep a team in a big league season. It just typically is. The numbers kind of bear that out. But when you look at games like yesterday, there's no way around it feeling like a missed opportunity when you consider what you got from your pitching staff and the fact your offense wasn't able to go off against a guy that leads the league in home runs allowed.
It's Dukes and Bell guys live from Hobnob. They serve our beer, by the way. Hey,
they
man,
do.
Ale on tap, man. We're getting ready for a big Falcons pep rally. Our man Grant McCauley up there at Truist. Man, just, I don't know, Grant. I look at the team and, you know, we talked about, you know, Whit, no disrespect to Whit Merrifield, who's been a nice pickup. And he's back in the lineup tonight. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So they've got him going. Yeah.
We're still talking about, you know, these guys, they're still bench players. And that we're expecting, I think, fans are expecting bench players to generate starter-type offense.
Well, there's that, and the thing I run into, and I know it's kind of a vocal minority that gets a lot louder when things don't go right, where it's like, it's the GM, it's the manager, it's the hitting coach, why haven't these guys been fired at the first sign of trouble, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's emotional. I get it. And the disappointment is very real because, look, the Braves' expectations were to come in and do the kind of things they did last year and obviously to come in and do the kind of things that they did a couple of years ago and be the last team standing, and this season has played out as anything but that. But yeah, I mean, the Braves built a club that was designed to have stability of stars being around for a long time. And these guys have gotten hurt. And there's just no way, and it's not being cheap, it's just the fact of the matter is, what club out there has an alternate who's as good as your starter or even anywhere close, honestly, at
Nobody.
Multiple different positions? Nobody does. I mean, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. And that's why I feel like this has been one of the most challenging, if not the most challenging managerial years for Brian Snitker, and I think he's done a pretty good job of at least helping this club keep the nose up and have the chance to play, as he talked about this week, meaningful games. A lot of teams aren't playing them right now. The Braves still are, but they got to keep their focus on beating these clubs, especially in this run, starting with Toronto tonight. Obviously, you needed to win the series against Colorado. You did that. Toronto's the last place club in the American League East. Cincinnati Reds are, you know, pretty much have been in last place a lot. The Pirates just sunk below them in the NL Central. And the Nationals, they would be a last place club in most divisions, but they play in one with the Miami Marlins, which is a pretty low bar to be able to cross. But either way, you got to beat up on these clubs because the next thing that you've got coming around is going to be the New York Mets before too long. And that is a series that you very much have to take.
Need it. Did I read it right, Grant, that we have not beaten the Blue Jays in our last 9 tries?
I know that they had an absolutely just awful run up there in Toronto. You remember when they were doing the opener games and doing the bullpen games?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I believe they got swept in that series up there. And that's the one that really stands out to me. So if you saw that somewhere, there's a very good chance. I mean, they have not had a lot of fun head-to-head against Toronto. And that goes all the way back to, I believe, 1992.
All right. One crazy question I want to ask, because somebody asked me yesterday, and I said, let me ask Grant tomorrow. Snit's not going to walk away at the end of this season, is he?
I mean, I don't expect it, but who knows, I guess. I mean, the only person that knows is going to be him. I don't feel like it's been trending in the direction where, hey, after one frustrating year, I'm done with it. But, you know, it ultimately, I think some of it's going to be in his hands. But when you look at it, and I think we talked about this a little earlier this season when John Heyman said, you know, possible, you know, managerial shift for Atlanta. But is it really news if soon-to-be 70-year-old manager might call it a career? Not really. I think it's just something he'll have to consider. You know, does this still motivate him to get out of bed and come to the ballpark? My read on that would be, yeah, I still think he is. And, yes, he'd still like to be a contributing member to this franchise in a big way. And, ultimately, it's kind of his call.
I do, too. By the way, I feel the same way you do. And, by the way, we're going to get everybody back. This team looks completely different.
Right.
He knows that going into whatever's going to happen in the playoffs. He knows that. So, but I was asked that question, and I said, I don't know. But I don't feel like he wants to walk away right now.
So one interesting factoid from this week, Grant, I did not know this. When you get 8 years of major league service, you get a card that gets you free in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Luke Jackson just got one of those.
Yeah,
I thought I knew a little bit about the game. That's pretty. Talk about that. It's pretty wild.
No, it's very cool. I mean, it's just one of those little things. I didn't know about those until probably, I don't know, about 10 years ago, a former player that had one, and I thought, what is that? And like Wonka's golden ticket for all baseball parks, you can get in for free. And I was like, all right, well, I would love to get one of those. Don't know how that's going to work for me, but that's a pretty cool little perk. If you're able to stick around in the big leagues for long enough, they'll invite you to come around whenever you want.
All right, Grant, when are you on this weekend, brother?
I'm not on this weekend. There will be a new episode of the podcast, so check that out from the Diamond, wherever you get your podcast, and I'll be back at it next weekend. We're shifting to Saturdays, though. I've heard it's football season, and people are excited about that. I guess you guys can probably confirm it for me, but we're still going to talk a little baseball on From the Diamond.
Okay, sounds good, man. Well, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, we're able to handle our business this weekend.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.